We'll move on. A motion calling for a council to change the name of a County Down play park currently named after an IRA man has failed. Unions of Newry, Mourne and Down District Council put the motion forward on Monday night to remove Raymond McCreech's name from a park in Newry, but the council voted through a Sinn Féin amendment instead. The Ulster Unionist councillor David Taylor said that this latest snub is a further blow to innocent victims of Republican violence. 03030 80 55 55. David joins me now. Good morning to you, David.
Good morning, Vinny.
Also on the line, we have the commentator, Jude Collins. Good morning to you, Jude.
Good morning, Vinny.
David, first of all, set out your frustration from this meeting on Monday night.
Well, I'm obviously very disappointed at the decision that was taken on Monday night. Elected representatives were offered a very clear opportunity to bring the issue to a final resolution to rename the park. And sadly, the vast majority of elected representatives on the council failed miserably in that regard to deal with the issue.
It was argued that the council should continue with a review into play facilities in the district that was agreed at a meeting in December. So explain to me why that wasn't good enough for you and you wanted the change now.
Well, in December time, myself and party colleagues and indeed other unionist colleagues, we expressed our objections to that option anyway, and we voted against that option. We didn't feel it was the most appropriate way to deal with the matter.
Explain what that was, the plan within that, and why you didn't want to go down
that
route.
Well, that would be given consideration under a play strategy being developed by the council at present. The issue that we had with that option is that it wouldn't actually deal with the naming of the park, and there was every opportunity that a local community association, for instance, could take ownership of the park and retain the name of Raymond McCreech Park, and indeed continue to apply for council funding to maintain that park and maintain the public space.
So for those that were campaigning against and wanted the name change, what would they have seen as the benefit from that?
Sorry, Finny, could you explain that?
No, for those that were campaigning for, in this example, the Raymond McCreech Play Park, that wanted that name changed, the plans that were put forward for the review of play facilities in December, what was the benefit in that for them?
Well, we believe that the timeline, for instance, that was suggested wouldn't materialise. It's clear that the play strategy is a strategy that will take a significant length of time to actually materialise and be put into action. And that's the reason we brought forward the motion on Monday night, because we felt it necessary to bring this matter to a conclusion as soon as possible. It's been a running sore on community relations. And again, first and foremost, my thoughts are always with innocent victims of Republican violence on this issue, because they're the ones that are further traumatised, they're further hurt and pain as a consequence of the issue, and it's necessary for the matter to be dealt with now.
I understand what you're saying. There will be some, David, that will claim, well, this is democracy. You had a vote and this is what happened.
It doesn't make the issue right, though. It's clear that it's unacceptable for public space to be named after a convicted terrorist. In any civilised world, this wouldn't be acceptable, and certainly in Newry, Mourne and Down, it's not acceptable. It's clear that it's caused serious concern to innocent victims, to the minority unionist community in the area, and there appears to be a reluctance amongst Republican and Nationalist representatives to actually recognise that and deal with the issue.
Jude, I think many find this as a black and white issue when it's clearly not, but they just don't understand why you would want to name a play park after someone linked to violence, regardless of what side of the divide you come on.
Yes, certainly the whole question of the naming of places or parks or anything else is a sensitive one here, and that has played a big part over the years. The Raymond McCreech Park in particular, that name comes down, I think, to really what the Good Friday Agreement is all about. Respect for difference. For unionists, I can quite see that they see Raymond McCreech simply as a terrorist, someone who would out kill their loved ones or try to. For nationalists and Republicans, though, he's not honoured as an IRA volunteer simply, because, I mean, there are hundreds or thousands even of those. He's honoured as being a hunger striker, that is, somebody who believed that the struggle of the IRA was a political one, not a criminal one. And he sacrificed his life for that. So that's what he is honoured by. That's why he is honoured by nationalists and Republicans. They see him as a man who wanted to distinguish what the IRA was involved in as being political and not criminal. So we're sort of slow learners here, I think. We need to accept the lesson that other people see the world and Ireland differently from us. Unionists see the North of Ireland as a part of the UK, nationalist Republican state is essentially a part of Ireland. Neither of them.
Okay, well, let's let David respond. David, do you accept any of that from Jude?
No, I don't. I'm sorry. I can't accept that. The clear fact is that Raymond McCreesh was part of an organisation that brought pain and misery amongst many people in the Nuree and South Armagh area. And I would ask the question, where is respect shown to innocent victims whenever a play area is named after a convicted terrorist, a member of an organisation, as I say, that brought pain and misery to many families in the area?
Jude?
Well, as I say, Raymond McCreesh is not honoured as an IRA man. He's honoured as a hunger striker.
I'm sorry, Jude, but it's a clear fact that he was a member of the IRA. He was convicted for that. Yeah. And irrespective of how you wish to describe him, that's the issue here, that he was a member of the IRA.
Yeah, I don't deny that for a moment. I mean, I think that's a documented fact that he was an IRA man. But my point is, why was the park named after him? And as I say, it wasn't because he was an IRA man, because there are thousands of those. He was honoured because he's one of the hunger strikers. And those men are honoured very definitely by the great bulk of Republicans and nationalists probably too. So they're simply saying that they honour this man who gave his life for a belief that what they were engaged in was a political struggle and not a criminal one. They honour that kind of courage of sacrificing your life in pursuit of a principle.
Well, Jude, because you know people will be screaming at the radio saying, what message does it send to the victims of crime, of violence, of terrorism, when you then, you know, you glorify a particular individual by naming a park after them?
Well, you see, we can say it's glorifying, or we can say it's commemorating.
Well, I'm using the word glorifying because I think to use someone's name and to put it to, whether it's a park bench or a building or it's a play park, to name it after someone is seen as a tribute.
Yes, a tribute. Yes, I would say certainly as a tribute. I think glorifying is overstating it a bit because that suggests...
You're splitting hairs now, Jude Collins.
No, I'm not. I am not. I think that's very important. I mean, would you say that, say, Carson's statue glorifies unionism of a sermon? I don't think so. I think you would say it's honouring what they regard as a
right.
great man.
Well, okay. Well, we'll put that issue to one side.
Yeah.
Do continue.
Well, I'm simply saying that... The world, and I think, as I say, this is very important because it goes to the heart of what the Good Friday Agreement is about, respect for difference.
It's a children's play park. Do you believe that Raymond McCreesh is a fair role model for children?
Well, I don't think the average kid thinks about or knows very much maybe even about Raymond McCreesh.
Well, this obviously will make them more aware to some extent.
But Raymond, do you believe, Vinny, do you believe that nationalists and Republicans hold in great respect the hunger strikers? If you do, then that explains why they think that naming, in this case, a play park after them makes sense. Now, they don't expect unionists to share that. I assume they don't, but that's what I'm getting back to. Respect for difference. We simply must get to a point where we say, look, you see the past and the people involved in it, not how they acted in this way. We see the past and the people in it and the way they acted in a different way. And to simply accept the fact that we have different views of the world in the past and even in the future. We have different aspirations for the north of Ireland. I mean, unionists wanted to remain part of the UK, and that's respected. Nationalist Republicans want a united and
okay.
independent Ireland.
David, can you explain to me just briefly how, with relation to the review announced in December, the time frame on that and what will happen next with that?
Well, the play strategy discussions, and it's a wider concept. It's not just dealing with Raymond McCreesh Park. It's actually dealing with all play areas within the Nuree Morning Down district area. And it could take it could be several years before this play strategy is actually finalised. Now, obviously, there was an attempt to try and, you know, expedite the Raymond McCreesh Park decision, but it's clear that won't happen, you know, within a matter of weeks. And subsequent, you know, as a consequence of that, we felt it necessary to bring that motion forward to deal with the issue. Because I want to reiterate, there does not seem to be an urgency or a desire amongst Sinn Féin and SDLP representatives to actually deal with this issue. They keep trying to put it off for another day because they don't want to deal with the issue. That's a clear fact on this.
Today I'd like us all to have a deeper understanding on both sides of this as to why it is important to some within our society to name, in this case, a play park after someone linked to the IRA. So Raymond McCreesh, in this example, why is that important to you? And also, why do some of us find that very offensive or something that should be changed? 03030 80 55 55. Bill in Belfast. Good morning, Bill. Go ahead.
Good morning, Vinny. Just listen to this, isn't it Jude saying that, first of all, Raymond McCreesh was a hunger striker. First of all, he was a terrorist. He went into jail. He would never have been a hunger striker if he hadn't been a terrorist initially. So he's a terrorist. At least he's a terrorist, and that's the way it should be looked upon. And to say that these people volunteered, we had a program one time, and their families pleaded to have these men taken off the hunger strike. But Sinn Féin, IRA, call them what you want, kept them in there and wanted them to carry on with it. So,
well, that's not completely accurate, Bill. But let's not try to rewrite history. Just explain to me why. Yeah, but that's not totally accurate what you just said. But let's just try and stay on the point in terms of he was a hunger striker. That is why some people believe he should, his name in this example should be used to name this play park.
I've actually made the point there, Vinny, that it wouldn't have been a hunger striker had the entire first get in there killing people. Naming people, whatever they do, terrorists do, people know what they've done over the number of years that they were in action here.
Jude?
Taking stand against everyone else, you know.
Well, I repeat what I said, that there were loads of IRA men and women, but they're not honoured in the way that Raymond McCreesh is. And as I understand it, Raymond McCreesh is from that area. So I assume that with the people of the area, the Nationalist Republicans of the area, so this as a man that they honoured, that they respected, for a man who put his life not just on the line, but sacrificed his life in the enforcement of the view he had that the IRA were a political involved in a political struggle rather than in a criminal struggle. And as I say, it's difficult. I understand unionists who feel aggrieved by this, and I'd understand relatives who might feel aggrieved by this. But really,
but you're basically saying other people believe is more important than the grief those relatives are feeling.
No. But my point was that I can see how relatives would be hurt by this. I think there's now a perception that Republicans and Nationalists deliberately named this park Raymond McCreesh Park in order to annoy.
Okay, well let's let Bill respond to that. Is that what you feel? Do you have an issue?
I don't honestly believe that.
Oh, you don't believe that, Bill.
No, I don't
myself. Jude, if I could hear Jude. No, I don't believe that at all. I just, you know, it's maybe giving people power within the council to determine this. I just want to ask Jude how you would feel about suicide bombers. Should they be honest? You know, because they sacrificed their lives. You know, he's saying he sacrificed his life in a hunger strike, and now he should be honest. Honored people out there getting killed in, like, a London. Should we have parts after them people? You know, if people get into the council, if we see the way the whole council is changing around the country, the UK in general. You know, if people get into power, the case of they have the right to say so, and it doesn't matter who they offend or who they annoy. But at the end of the day, you know, if it happens, it happens. People sometimes give them another time. Maybe that's for discussion now. Maybe it's a thing that people probably ask the question, who was in the case? You know, until this was debate was brought up. But at the end of the day, they've got the position of power, and they can turn around and say, well, I'm not very worried about how you feel. You know, maybe walking through and past this park, and this man was involved in killing one of your loved ones. But then ask Jude, how would you feel if it was the case? I like to ask him.
I wouldn't presume to put myself in the shoes of the people who are suffering from the loss of loved ones, and I would have every sympathy with them. I would also say that there are two sides to how people view the past. This is what it comes down to. Nobody's denying, you know, the hurt and the pain that the relatives might suffer. No one is denying that unionists would see Raymond McCreesh simply as a terrorist. But there is another view of these things, and the view I'm trying to articulate here, as I believe it, is that Nationalists and Republicans would respect or remember Raymond McCreesh not as simply having been in the IRA, but because he laid down his life for this principle that they were engaged in a political struggle.
Okay, Jude, stay there. Bill, thank you. Let's go to Rory in West Belfast. Good morning, Rory. Go ahead.
Just picking up on the council there said about...
His name's David Taylor. He's still there.
Okay, David. Bobby Sands, the most famous of all hunger strikers, he had a famous quote, "Our revenge will be the laughter of our children." And because he just decided this is a kid's play part, you know. You'd say that it's not going to be acceptable in your own mourn, and it wouldn't be accepted anywhere else around the world. Okay? But if you look up, there's countless streets, there is, all around the world, and that have been renamed Bobby Sands Street, Bobby Sands Road. And these have been named by, actually, governments and voted in. So they have.
David?
Again, it doesn't make it any more acceptable to me, Rory. I think there's an obvious attempt by Republicans to change the narrative of the Troubles to offer some legitimacy to their to their terror campaign, and that cannot and will not be accepted.
How do you see them rewriting history, David?
Wider Unionist Committee. Sorry, sir.
How do you see them rewriting history?
Well, there's an attempt to offer some sort of legitimacy to their campaign.
How?
To offer some sort of respectability to these members of the Provisional IRA movement. And again, it's a clear fact that they were involved in criminality. They brought pain and misery and murder upon the population of Northern Ireland. And as I say, the innocent victims and the wider Unionist community will never accept that.
Let's go to Brian and Glen Gormley. Brian, good morning.
Hello, Vinny. I'd like to put a point to Jude, if I could, possibly.
You can indeed, he's there.
Yes, Jude's argument is that the park is named after him primarily as a hunger striker. What if that is the case, and if at a future date, say somebody decides, for example, to name the a park in Ardoyne after a Shankill bomber, is Jude going to condemn that? Is Jude going to say, no, he's a terrorist? Unlike this one who's a hunger striker.
Jude, your response to that?
Well, I think this comes back to the whole question of how you regard people who were involved in violence during the years of the Troubles. I accept the fact, certainly, that Unionists, by and large, would accept it as being an outbreak of murderous activity by the IRA. But that, even I was, I didn't have a view on this myself, which would be more a nationalist and Republican one. I think I would tend to ask the question if I came in this. I would say, why did these people, all these IRA terrorists, why did they do all this killing for about 20 years, 25 years?
No, but hold on, you're changing your argument. You said that you're defending this decision in your eye because he was a hunger striker, not because he was an IRA man. I'm saying, what would your view be? Are you going to change your view now if another park is named after an IRA man who wasn't a hunger striker? I heard you one time on the Nolan show telling the public that the Shankill bomber did not set out to kill innocent people. How could he possibly have done that with a 20-second fuse if he was trying to kill Johnny Adair?
Well, we can go over this. I mean, I've written about this, and I accept the fact that your people have interpreted it differently.
Yes, but I know it's hypothetical, but just for argument's sake, in a year's time, if this goes through and somebody wants to name it after that guy Bagley, whose first name, sorry, that eludes me, are you going to turn around and say, no, that's wrong, because he wasn't a hunger striker?
Well, if a community decides to name their park or their street or whatever they're building after someone, essentially we just have to accept that that's what that community wants.
Okay, I want to bring David back in at this point.
Let me just add a point.
Yes.
And that is, if you think about it for a minute, over the decades, over the centuries, somewhere like Belfast is drenched in the names of royalty. Now, by definition, Republicans are opposed to royalty, but we simply accept the fact that that's how people saw things, that's what they wanted to do, and, you know, that's the different view of history that they have.
Okay, Brian, stay there for just a moment. I want to bring David back in, David Taylor, the councillor for the UUP in the area. Can I ask, who pays for this park? Where does the money come from?
Ratepayers pay to maintain this park.
Is there a possibility then that some of those ratepayers will be victims or the families of victims?
Absolutely, there is no doubt that there is innocent victims within your Eamon District Council that are ratepayers. South Armagh and your area was suffered greatly during the period of the Troubles, and you know I ask members of the council to search their conscience whenever they're dealing with this issue, because it's clear that they're ignoring the genuine concerns that exist at the moment. And their failure to deal with the issue in the way that it needs to be dealt with only serves to further traumatise those victims of the trouble.
Do you think, is it fair to, in theory, ask victims or the families of victims to pay for something like this, a tribute, as some people may see it? Do you think, in some ways, does this mean the victims themselves are being lost in this argument?
Yes, I do. I have all the sympathy in the world for the victims and the pain they must be suffering. And if this naming of the park after Raymond O'Crease is causing pain, I would deeply regret that. And it's
but they really have to pay their rates.
Yeah, well, I guess that's a question of whether or not they should be...
They're not given a choice, is my point.
No, not much choice, I guess. Yeah, so I would have sympathy with them, I suppose, financially and emotionally. But again, I'd come back to this point as to how you regard the right of people to see things differently from you.
Yes, you can. Brian, you're back in there.
Look, that is a completely different argument to you than what you had earlier. Your whole emphasis earlier was on the fact that this man was a hunger striker. Now you're saying that any community, more or less, getting back to that same one again because of the fact that me personally, the Shankill Bomber, if somebody in Ardoyne decides to name it, are you going to say, well, they're quite entitled to do that? Because that's not what you've been arguing up to now.
Well, I'm...
As regards the other places named after Royal Dane Belfast, they're historical. What I'm talking about and what David's talking about...
We're going around in circles a bit, Brian. Let's let Jude respond to that and we'll move on then.
That's within living memory.
Okay, Jude.
These things happen.
I know that the sores are raw. And again, I would emphasise that I have enormous sympathy with those who have suffered on either side. But I think the Good Friday Agreement, we came together 20 years ago and we said, look, we're going to respect difference. Now, I can quite see that the unionists might be upset or outraged because they see the past as being a particular kind of thing, where there were a bunch of terrorists called the IRA and that they perpetrated mayhem and murder for several decades. That's not how nationalists and Republicans see the years
of
the trouble.
We should say that we did ask Sinn Féin to come on the programme and the SDLP. They have sent a statement. The SDLP does not support the naming of public spaces after those involved in the violence of the past. The SDLP party conference at the weekend unanimously reaffirmed this position. The Children's Play Park should never have been named in this way. A cross-party consensus was reached at Newry, Mourne and Down District Council to follow a process to delist the play park. The councillor's assessment of the actions by the DUP on that night was that this was a political opportunism from them. And obviously, the majority of the SDLP in that council voted in favour of Sinn Féin's amendment, which was to stick by the December plan with the, I think there was one missing and there were two that did not vote. But David, just to explain that, because obviously that suggests from the SDLP they are not in favour of this park being named after Raymond McCreesh or anyone indeed involved in violence. But they seem to have hope and faith in that December decision to review all these parks and what they're called.
Well, I think it's clear that the SDLP are in complete turmoil on this issue. Certainly, you know, both I and unionist colleagues held out some hope following on from the motion that they brought forward to their conference on Saturday past, that, you know, obviously outlined their support for public space not to be named after terrorists, that they would follow that up with action on Monday night past by supporting our motion. But again, as I have said previously, there appears to be a lack of desire to actually deal with the issue in the way that it needs to be dealt with. And the SDLP, and I'm sorry to say this, have sadly failed in that regard.
Okay, a few texts that have come in. One from Anonymous says, I'm a nationalist from South Down and we do not like the fact that the park has been named after this individual. Some nationalists have respect for our neighbours and victims and do not support this but are afraid to speak out.
I certainly recognise that, Sonny. It's not just, as I say, innocent victims and the wider unionist community. There is also concern within the nationalist community regarding this ongoing sore.
There's also a text. Just a moment. Sorry, Jude. There's another one here from Kieran. I want to put to you, David. He said, would David have an issue with a Martin McGuinness Park?
I would. I don't. Martin McGuinness was a terrorist also, and I know And I understand that he led a political life after that there. But I would feel uncomfortable with that also. But
you don't think that any of his political life would deserve
something
like that?
Well, I think he has
like
been offered recognition in many ways.
The journey
ways,
that he went on, the transformation that some would see.
I would certainly feel uncomfortable with it because, as I say, first and foremost, for me, my thoughts are always with innocent victims in this regard
okay.
and how they would feel.
Last call on this for now. Rob in North Belfast, I think you've got a question for Jude.
Well, Jude, a wee bit of grace this morning would go a long way. You talk about victims and you talk about healing. And that's the same language that is continually used by Sinn Féin. We hear them talk about equality. We hear them talk about respect. And we continually hear them talk about this want for a shared space, a shared society, a New Ireland, all this here, airy-fairy language.
Well, see, now you using language like airy-fairy doesn't help the situation either.
Well, it's being honest.
It's your opinion.
Yes, it is. Obviously, anything that I say is my opinion and mine alone.
But my point is, there'll be many nationalists that will not like to hear you talk about airy-fairy nonsense.
Let me just finish this, Vinny.
Yes.
You know, we look at Raymond McCreese in particular. There was somewhat of a hope issued to me when I listened to John O'Dowd and Edwin Poots them months ago on The View. When John O'Dowd said that the Kingsmill massacre in particular made him ashamed to be a Republican that night. And there was a glimpse of hope in that. And that's what I'm talking about when I'm talking to Jude about grace. We don't hear that.
And of course, there was a Raymond McCreese link to the Kingsmill.
Let's
Jude respond to that, and then we're going to have to move on. Jude Collins.
Well, I would agree with John O'Dowd that the Kingsmill massacre was a shocking affair, absolutely shocking and disgraceful, and you know, no civilized human being could really respect that. However, I'm not sure what is the link between Raymond McCreese and the Kingsmill massacre.
Well, there's an alleged that he was involved in some way. So with that in mind, do you think it was inappropriate?
That allegation, and maybe it was. Again, you know, your last caller, sorry, I missed his name.
His name's Rob. He's still there.
Rob, when you came on, you said a bit of grace and a little bit of sort of dignity, and you used the words that I was using, equality and respect for difference. I heard those. I was using those words because I was up at Queen's University yesterday, and those were the very words that Senator George Mitchell used.
Mm.
You know, he urged us to abide by.
If you'll allow me, please. If you'll allow me.
Can I finish my sentence? No?
Yes, of course. Go ahead.
He used those very words, and that is why I used them. I do seriously believe.
Now, allow me very quickly.
Rob. Go ahead.
If we were then. Because it is alleged that he was involved in that. You've alluded that you're disgusted by that. Then why would you advocate the naming of a park? Now, let's look...
I did not advocate the naming of the park.
Jude, let me finish. What if there was a play park named in the Shankill after someone of the heinous nature of Lanny Murphy, who was never convicted? But everybody and the dog in the street knows about his psychopathic murders.
I repeat that Raymond McCreese, as far as I understand...
Answer the question, would that be acceptable?
Well, I'm trying to explain to you the difference between how people might regard, even in the Unionist side, Lenny Murphy, and people on the Nationalist Republican side might see Raymond McCreese.
Okay.
They don't see him as... simply an IRA man.
We're going to move on. But Jude, thank you very much. Jude Collins, thank you. David Taylor, the Ulster Unionist Councillor for the area, thank you very much as well.